Enron was an energy trading giant before it collapsed in December 2001. The two men prosecutors say are responsible for that collapse are Kenneth Lay, the founder of Enron Corporation, and Jeffrey Skilling, the former chief executive officer of what was at one time America's seventh largest company. Prosecutors say the two men deceived the public, company investors, and government regulators about Enron's financial strength. Mr. Skilling faces 31 counts of fraud, conspiracy, insider trading, and lying to auditors about the company's financial health in the accounting scandal that preceded the collapse. And Mr. Lay faces 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy for allegedly perpetuating the scheme after Mr. Skilling resigned from Enron in August 2001. Daniel Petrocelli is part of the legal team defending the two men. He says some of the company's managers were responsible for the scandal, and his clients knew nothing.
We're saying there was no conspiracy, there was no fraud, this just didn't happen.
16 former Enron officials have pleaded guilty to criminal charges stemming from the fraud. Charles Prestwood is a former pipeline operator who worked for Enron and its predecessors for 3 decades. He lost $1.3 million in retirement savings, and he says Skilling and Lay gave no indication that the company was in trouble.
We were advised, you know, to leave your money in them. Leave it in the company stock because the price will come back up, and don't move it. In other words, that's just one of the things that we were told.
The defense team has reportedly spent $30 million just to prepare for this trial. Prosecuting attorneys for the federal government know corporate crime is difficult to prove. By law, prosecutors must prove to a jury that Mr. Lay and Mr. Skilling knew they were committing a crime. Philip Hilder is a former federal prosecutor. He says Enron prosecutors must make the jury understand the intricate accounting practices that cost investors billions of dollars, put thousands of Enron employees out of work, and wiped out millions of dollars in retirement savings.
I think the prosecution, the legacy of the prosecutors will be a disaster if they were to lose this case.
Once admired, Enron became a symbol of corporate greed, and the scandal led to the passage of federal legislation meant to tighten auditing standards and forced American companies to enhance financial controls. Peter Fusaro, an expert on energy and financial markets, says the impact of Enron goes beyond corporate ethics.
We had fundamental changes. We have a tighter market in energy across the board globally now, and that causes even heightened volatilities.
Defense attorneys say their most difficult challenge is finding an impartial jury in a city where thousands of former employees lost their jobs. The trial is expected to last several months, and if convicted on all charges, the defendants could each face more than 100 years in prison. Kathy Scarra, VOA News.